Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Healing Hands by Shoshona. Shoshona is an emotion code healer, and she uses that wonderful modality to help people get out of the emotions that they are stuck in life so that they can actually create a life that they love and enjoy. So here is Shoshona to tell you all about herself.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Shoshona.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. How's the leg?
Right now it feels great.
Does it? Have you had any problems with it?
There was one time during the week when it was kind of getting that burning kind of sensation, but it didn't last long because apparently it didn't really bother me that much.
There you go. So, do we have any callers tonight?
We do have a caller.
A second.
Okay. So, do you want to say anything about who you are and what you do before we go to them, or do you want to go straight to the caller?
Yeah, sure. Sure. No, I'll say a little bit here. Much of our suffering is due to negative and emotional energies, and these negative and emotional energies, they become trapped within us. So when things become trapped within us, we end up getting symptoms that are health-related. And what I do is I release the trapped emotions, and I release the many layers involved with it, and hopefully it gives you a new perspective on life so that these problems, they just dissipate. So, you know, that's the gist of what I do. You know, getting rid of the trapped emotions can help you to overcome obstacles from your past and give you a lighter future.
Wonderful. All right, then. We will go to our caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, if you could look at my chakras, and especially the around my lower back, and today my crown, today the top of my head was like burning up, so something is happening with my crown chakra.
Okay, do I have your permission, Anne, to connect to you?
Yes.
Okay, is my name Anne? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Anne? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Anne? Yes. Any eventful happenings going on in your life right now? Things that are causing you grief?
No, it's more of changing. It's not grief. It's just I want to change a lot of things now.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, is my name Anne? Yes. Okay, can I tap into Anne's root chakra? Yes. Is it grounded? No. Okay, ground it now. Threatened. Submissive. Anxious. Scared. Threatened. Rejected. Anxious. Scared. Startled. Proud. Powerful. Accepted, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, amused, energetic, important, ecstatic, provocative, courageous, confident, liberated. Okay, is the root chakra grounded? Yes, okay. Is the root chakra blocked by fear? No, by guilt. No, by shame. Yes. Rejected. Hateful. Hurt. Aggressive. Hateful. Rejected. Anxious. Startled. Eager.
No.
Liberated. Is the root chakra blocked by pain? Is it blocked by grief? No. Is it blocked by lies? No. Is it blocked by illusion? No. Is it blocked by ego? No. Okay. Is the root chakra in balance? Yes. And is it spinning appropriately? Yes. Okay. The sacral chakra, is it blocked by fear? No, by guilt. No, by shame. Yes. Mad. Critical. Abandoned. Despair. Depressed. Lonely. Bored. Optimistic. depressed? Is there more than one layer of depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? Yes. Is there more than 100? Yes. Is there more than 1,000? No. 900, 800, 700, 600, 500, 400, 300, 301, 302, 303, 304, 305, no. 304 layers of depression in your sacral chakra. Can we release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from Anne, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but filling her with a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles. Okay, is Anne's sacral chakra blocked by shame? No. By grief? No. By lies? No. By illusion? No. By ego? No. Is Anne's solar plexus blocked by fear? No. By guilt? Yes. By shame? No. By grief? No. By lies? No. By illusion? No. By ego? No. Okay, release the guilt. Insecurity. Hurt, aggressive, depressed. Is there more than one layer of depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? Yes. Is there more than 100? Yes. More than 200, more than 300, more than 400, more than 500, more than 600, more than 700? No. 610. No, 609, 608, 607, 606, 605, 604, 603. 603 layers of depression in your solar plexus. Can we release all 603 now, filling them full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising their internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz? Releasing all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy. From Anne. Okay, is the solar plexus in balance? Yes. Is it spinning appropriately? Yes. Okay, is the heart chakra blocked by fear? No. By guilt? Yes. By shame? Yes. By grief? No. By lies? No. By illusion? No. By ego? No. Okay, the heart chakra, release the guilt, scared, hateful, humiliation, submissive, insecure, hurt, anxious, mad, hateful, aggressive, distant, disappointed, avoidance, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, peaceful, accepted, liberated. Okay, is the heart chakra cleared of all guilt? Yes, okay, the shame, release the shame. Hateful, threatened, aggressive, distant, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, abandoned, depressed. Is there more than one layer of depression? Is there more than 10? Is there more than 100? More than 200? More than 300? More than 400? More than 500? More than 600? More than 700? No. 601? Yes. 602? 603? 604? 605? 606? No. 605 layers of depression in your heart. Can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy now from Anne, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but filling her with a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles? Does Anne have a heart wall? Yes. Okay. Is it a mile deep? No. Is it less than a mile deep? Yes. Is it a foot deep? Yes. 2 feet deep, 3 feet deep, 4 feet deep, 5 feet deep, 6 feet deep. No, 5.5 feet deep, yes. 5.75 feet deep, no. Okay, a heart wall is a metaphysical wall that your subconscious puts around you when you've been hurt by something. So if somebody's walking towards you from 5.5 feet out, they could feel this resistance or whatever of the heart wall, right? That you're unapproachable. Are you there, Anne?
I've called in before and you worked on the heart wall.
Yeah, it could be another one that came up. How do you feel?
Yeah, good. Yeah, definitely feeling lighter.
That's good. Okay. Let's release Anne's heart wall. Hateful, mad, distant, depressed. Is there more than one layer of depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? Yes. Is there more than 20? More than 30? More than 40? More than 50? No. 41? Yes. 42? 43? 44? No. 43 layers of depression in the heart wall. Can we release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy now from Anne, from her heart wall, filling it full of the love, the light, the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, and filling Anne's heart with a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles. Okay, does Anne have a heart wall? No. Is it gone? Yeah. Will it be back? It says it may be back. Now, the secret, once these heart walls are released, to keeping them gone is with the trapped emotions. Like whenever you feel something or whatever, don't shove it in. Shove it up, right?
Okay.
Hand it up to God and say, God, please take my world, right? And that way it doesn't go into your body. You're releasing it up, right? And I've made a common practice, Anne, at doing that. And I'll tell you, it's made all the difference in my life. I don't hang on to things the way that I used to before, right?
Okay.
So, you know, God, please take my world. And if it helps you to visualize, imagine yourself standing on your tippy toes with your hands up over your head, handing a globe up to God. God, please take my world, right? So
okay.
That's a handy tool, you know, especially if you're used to internalizing things, right? I've stopped doing that. I've stopped internalizing things. Are you there?
Yep. Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah. So, anyhow, but, yeah. Okay, is the heart wall gone? Is there a hidden heart wall? Is there a sacred heart wall? No. Okay, is the heart chakra in balance? Yes. Okay, is the throat chakra blocked by fear? No, guilt. No, shame. No, grief. No, lies. No, illusion. No, ego. No. Is the third eye blocked by fear? No, guilt. No, shame. No, grief. No, lies. No, illusion. No, ego. No. Is the crown chakra blocked by fear? Yes. By guilt? Yes. By shame? Yes. By grief? No. By lies? Yes. By illusion? Yes. By ego? No. So that's why your heart chakra felt like it was on fire?
Oh, no, the top of my head.
Yeah. That's your crown chakra.
Oh, I thought you just said heart. Yes, crown.
No, crown chakra, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, so it was blocked. That's why you felt a heating sensation there, because it was blocked.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So hurt, rejected, insecure, hateful, hurt, insecure, scared, amazed, astonished, awe, eager, energetic, inquisitive, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, indifference. Is there more than one layer of indifference? Yes. Is there more than 10? Yes. Is there more than 100? No. 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 10. Yes, there's 10 layers of indifference. Can I release all psychic trauma, all lifted emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from Anne, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but filling her with a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles to happen in her life, releasing all blockages of fear to infinity and beyond. Proud. Okay, is Anne's crown chakra blocked by fear? No, by guilt. Yes. Hurt. Submissive. Insecure. Scared. Startled. Confused. Amazed. Scared. Rejected. Submissive. Hurt. Humiliated. Mad. Critical. Awful, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, inferior, empty, victimized, powerless, ignored, loathing, ashamed, ignored, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent. Abandoned, apathetic, empty, loathing, ashamed, ignored, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, empty, isolated, abandoned, indifferent, vulnerable, empty, victimized, detestable, remorseful, ashamed, ignored, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, empty, abandoned, vulnerable, revulsion, ignored, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, inspired, empty, isolated, inferior, empty, vulnerable, revulsion, aversion, remorseful, ashamed, ignored, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, isolated, indifferent, inferior, empty, vulnerable, judgmental, hateful, hurt, submissive, anxious, scared, hurt, rejected, hateful, threatened, aggressive, mad, distant, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, abandoned, frustrated, hurt, anxious, startled, energetic, ecstatic, liberated. Okay, is Anne's crown chakra blocked by guilt? No. Is it blocked by shame? Yes. Submissive. Insecure, anxious, hateful, threatened, frustrated, proud, accepted, powerful, intimate, optimistic, courageous, confident, amused, provocative, fulfilled, important, fulfilled, confident, eager, awe, liberated. Okay, is the crown chakra blocked by guilt? No. Is it blocked by shame? No. Is it blocked by grief? No. Is it blocked by lies? No. Is it blocked by illusion? No. Is it blocked by ego? No. Okay, let's ask these questions at the end. Okay, is Anne at peace? Yes. Is Anne's soul intact? No. Is it fragmented? Yes. Is it discordant energy? No. Okay. Fragmented soul. Can we tap into Anne's soul? Yes. Hurt. Mad. Hateful. Rejected. Anxious. Startled. Confused. Accepted. Peaceful, bored, depressed, distant, awful, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, indifference, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, inferior, submissive, insecure, threatened, hurt, hateful, mad, inquisitive, amused, fulfilled, important, immune, confident, loving, playful, open, inspired, isolated, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, isolated, vulnerable, empty, powerless, empty, victimized, empty, ignored, empty, ashamed, empty, remorseful, empty, hesitant, empty, aversion, empty, revulsion, hesitant, ignored, powerless, vulnerable, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, loving, disillusioned, violated, ecstatic, and liberated. Okay, is Anne's soul fragmented? No. Okay, does Anne possess a sacred heart wall? Is Anne's sacred heart connected to her soul? Yes. Does Anne suffer from bitter root? Is Anne's head connected to her heart? Yes. Is Anne's soul in the body at 100%? No, 90%, 80%, 70%. Okay, fulfill the soul to the body at 100%. Hurt, submissive, insecure, mad, hateful, hurt, anxious, scared, interested, powerful, intimate, lonely, bored, despair, lonely, despair, bored, abandoned, depressed, guilty, critical, disappointed, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, depressed, frustrated, rejected, anxious, scared, mad, hurt, scared, hateful, hurt, insecure, mad, hateful, frustrated, peaceful, powerful, interested, amused, important, fulfilled, provocative, courageous, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired. Okay, is Anne's soul in her body 100%? Yes. Is Anne's spirit in her heart at 100%? Yes. Is Anne's door to manifestation to life opened at 100%? Yes. Does Anne have permission to exist? Yes. And is Anne engaged with life? Yes. How do you feel, Anne?
Good. I think these are definitely new things that I haven't had done with you before. So, yeah, it's good. It's feeling very, in a very deep level, some big clearing.
Cool. That's good. That's what I wanted to hear. Now,
yeah,
at some point in time, can you go to my Facebook page at Healing Hands by Shoshona,
after
a few days or whatever, and put a testimonial there regarding this session?
Okay, yeah.
Put a review there for me, please, if you wouldn't mind. I'd really appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah,
so
thanks for the healing.
It's Healing Hands by Shoshona with a capital
okay.
on each word at the beginning. So capital H for healing, capital H
mm-hmm.
for hands, capital B for by, and capital S for Shoshona. So because if you put in
Great.
All small letters, I don't know that you'll find me. So
okay. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, just capitalize
okay.
each word or whatever. So you're feeling good?
Yeah, a little tingle still on the head, but it's not pain, you know, it's not tingling.
Yeah. Well, give it some time or whatever.
We have another caller, so if you want to wrap this
one
great.
Up. Oh, great.
Alrighty. Okay, Ann, let me tap out of you. Is my name Ann? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Ann? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now, Ann.
All right.
Thanks,
Ann. Thanks so much. Thanks for having
thank
the show.
You for calling.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 226. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm good. How's Alberta?
Excellent. Beautiful day here today.
Good.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Ontario.
Oh, okay. What's the weather like back there? Is it muggy or?
Muggy, hot and sticky.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of muggy here today, too, but it's nice it's not raining.
That's good.
Yeah, so what can I do for you?
I was hoping for a healing, but I don't know if it's me or if it's something everyone else is going through. It's just one of those existential crisis things, but it sounds like a lot
okay.
of people are on the same boat.
Yeah. Okay, so you got turmoil going on around you, and it's not you.
Mm-hmm. And there's no motivation to change anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the same boat right now. I'm doing my own healing up or whatever to move me forward and to set me on my path,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this work will do that. This work changes your perception of life. So if you got negative stuff going on around you that you can't control, it'll help
mm-hmm.
you to take a step back so that you can now deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It won't bother
mm-hmm.
you, you know. So, and that's why I was telling Anne, the last girl, that hand it up. Whenever you have a negative feeling or a negative thought about something, hand it up to God. God, please take my world. And imagine yourself standing on your tippy toes, handing a globe up over your head to the good Father above, saying, please take my world, right? Because the alternative is to shove it in. And when you shove it in, it makes you feel poorly because it becomes a trapped emotion.
I don't
right?
really have negative feelings, though. It's more of a meh. It's not negative, but it's not joy. Like, it's not... the joy that I believe can be present every day.
So you just feel flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like no joy, no negativity or whatever. Just you just feel flat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know the feeling. Okay, do I have your permission, Jennifer, to tap into you?
Yes.
Okay, can I connect with Jennifer? Yes, is my name Jennifer? No, it's my name Shoshona. Yes, is my name Jennifer? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Jennifer? Yes. Okay. We're going to go in and check your Reiki. We're going to check your chakras out, okay?
Okay.
And hopefully that puts some spark into you or whatever so that you get rid of that flat feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Jennifer's root chakra blocked by fear? No. Is it grounded? Yes. Okay. Is it blocked by guilt? No. Is it blocked by shame? No. Is it blocked by grief? No. Is it blocked by lies? No. Is it blocked by illusion? No. Is it blocked by ego? Yes. Okay. So in the root chakra, in Jennifer, submissive. And that shows me that you shove it in. Submissiveness. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one that comes up a lot for me because I used to shove everything in. Just shove it in and move on was my motto. Right? Now I don't do that. I hand it up to God. God, please take my world. What I do is I imagine a balloon over my head attached to my crown chakra, and every negative thought that you have, shove it up. Now, I don't know whether you have negative thoughts or whatever. Like you said, you just feel flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you could take the feeling of flatness and do the same thing, hand it up to God and say, God, please take my world. Give me joy.
Okay,
right?
No, that's good. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so... Anyhow, just don't shove it in. That's what I'm trying to tell you,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, the more you feel flat and you go into yourself or whatever, that's as good as a trapped emotion, right? So, you know, like, it's like you're feeding it in a way, right? Because that's what you know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all do because that's how we were taught to live. You don't acknowledge your feelings. You shove them in, right? And I'll tell you, I had a time back in the early 90s where I felt exactly what you're saying right now. I didn't know what the problem was in life because I blocked it out. And I just felt flat, right? No matter how I looked for joy in my life, it didn't come my way because I was flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2009, I found the Emotion Code, and this was the answer to all my prayers, was finding this program and implementing it into my life. And today, I can say, with the help of people like Barbara Grace, who have helped me immensely by doing sessions on me as well, right, I don't feel those feelings anymore. And if I do, I'm immediately sitting down with myself, collecting my thoughts and feelings and handing them up, getting them out of my body once and for all, right? So I've never slept so good at night as I do now, actually. So, okay, is Jennifer's root chakra blocked by fear? No, guilt, no, shame, no, grief, no, lies, no, illusion, no, ego, no. Is Jennifer's sacral chakra blocked? No. Guilt? No. Shame? Yes. Okay. Release the shame from Jennifer's sacral chakra. Rejected. Hurt. Insecure. Mad. Hateful. Frustrated. Aggressive. Awful. Guilty. Despair. Depressed. Lonely. Abandoned. Depressed, optimistic, depressed, lonely, bored, isolated, apathetic, indifference, empty, abandoned, inferior, aggressive, hurt, submissive, anxious, startled, confused, rejected, insecure, hurt, aggressive, depressed, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, empty, abandoned, inferior, abandoned, isolated, abandoned, empty, abandoned. And is there more than one layer of being abandoned? Please. Chihuahua, she barks at nothing. And it's so loud, I can just imagine what it sounds like on the other end of the phone, because she's loud from this end here. They usually know better than to bark when I'm on the phone, eh?
Well, my dog just barked, and my dog loves Chihuahuas, so maybe they're talking to each other.
Maybe, you never know. Okay, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, hopeful, loving, fulfilled, respected, confident, important, inquisitive. Okay, that's a good sign. It's all good stuff. Okay, is the solar plexus blocked by fear? No. Guilt? No. Shame? No. Grief? No. Lies? No. Illusion? No. Ego? No. Is the heart chakra blocked by fear? No. Guilt? No. Shame? No. Grief? Yes. Hurt? Rejection? Insecure? Startled? Joyful? Accepted? Powerful? Peaceful? Intimate? Optimistic? Hopeful? Ecstatic? Hurt? Mad? Frustrated? Critical? Despair? Depressed? Lonely? Depressed? Okay, is there more than one layer of depression? No. Is there more than, is there any more than one layer of depression? No. Lonely, bored, isolated, apathetic, empty, distant, hurt, insecure, scared, confused, amazed, accepted, interested, ecstatic, liberated, inquisitive, amused, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, inspired, abandoned, isolated, inferior, empty, vulnerable, inferior, powerless, vulnerable, victimized, powerless, ignored, powerless, ignored, powerless, ashamed, remorseful, hateful, hurt, mad, hateful, threatened, aggressive, hateful, rejected, insecure, anxious, startled, confused, powerful, depressed, abandoned, mad, aggressive, okay, is the heart chakra blocked by fear? No. Guilt? No. Shame? No. Grief? No. Lies? No. Illusion? No. Ego? No. Okay, does Jennifer have a heart wall? Yes. Is it more than a foot thick? Yes. Is it more than 2 feet? More than 3 feet? 4 feet? 5 feet? No. 4.5 feet? No. 4 4.1 foot. No, 4 foot. Yes. Okay, from you, there's a metaphysical wall coming out from you, 4 feet from you, that is a ball of energy. So if anybody walking towards you, coming up to you at 4 feet, they could feel this heart wall, right? So we're about to release the heart wall. Hurt, aggressive, depressed. Did you know you have a mind in your heart as well as a mind in your brain?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the mind in your heart is more powerful than the mind in your brain.
Hmm.
There's something to be said about people dying of a broken heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, very powerful stuff. Hateful, hurt, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, confused, amazed, proud, accepted, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, bored, despair, frustrated, mad, distant, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, despair, depression, despair, depression, despair, depression, despair, depression, despair, depression, empty, victimized, powerless, hesitant, revolted, ashamed, ignored, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifference. Okay, can I release all layers of indifference to infinity and beyond from Jennifer, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, releasing all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy, and filling Jennifer full of a frequency of 7.83 hertz with a frequency of 528 hertz for miracle. Yes. Okay, does Jennifer have a heart wall? No, is it gone? Yes, does she have a hidden heart wall? No, does she have a sacred heart wall? No. Okay, is Jennifer's heart in balance? Yes, and is it spinning? Is the heart chakra spinning appropriately? Yes. Okay, the throat chakra, is it blocked? Is it blocked? Yes, is it blocked by fear? No. Guilt? No. Shame? No. Grief? Yes. The throat chakra. Humiliated, mad, hateful, distant, despair, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifference, apathetic, indifference, isolated, abandoned, remorseful, victimized, powerless, vulnerable, inferior, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifference, inspired, open, apathetic, indifference, abandoned, isolated, empty, inferior, revolted, hesitant, revulsion. Okay, is the throat chakra blocked by fear, guilt, shame, grief? Yes. Mad, hateful, hurt, submissive, anxious, scared, startled, frustrated, aggressive, distant, lonely, isolated, apathetic, abandoned, empty, inferior, vulnerable, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifference, empty, apathetic, isolated, indifference, empty, isolated, apathetic, indifference, inspired, open, playful, sensitive, hopeful, loving, provocative, ecstatic, confident, inquisitive, respected, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, sensitive, loving, respected, amused, liberated. Okay, is the throat chakra in balance? Yes. And is it spinning appropriately? Yes. Is the third eye blocked by fear? No. Guilt? No. Shame? No. Grief? No. Lies? No. Illusion? No. Ego? No. Is the third eye in balance? Yes. And is it spinning appropriately? Yes. Okay, the next one is the crown chakra. Is it blocked by fear? No. Guilt? No. Grief or shame? No. Grief? No. Lies? No. Illusion? No. Ego? Yes. Hurt? Humiliated? Mad? Threatened? Aggressive? Bored? Optimistic? Intimate? Peaceful? Powerful? Accepted? Proud? Interested? Liberated? Okay, is the crown chakra blocked by fear? No. Guilt? No. Shame? No. Grief? No. Lies? No. Illusion? No. Ego? No. Okay, is Jennifer at peace? Yes. Is Jennifer's soul intact? No. Is Jennifer's soul fragmented? No. Is Jennifer's soul intact? Yes. Does Jennifer possess a sacred heart wall? No. Is Jennifer's sacred heart connected to her soul? No. Does Jennifer suffer from bitter roots? Yes. Hateful, hurt, submissive, anxious, scared, startled, confused, interested, peaceful, powerful, accepted, proud, interested, amused, ecstatic, confident, fulfilled, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired. How do you feel, Jennifer?
More relaxed, like I can breathe.
Cool. Cool. You just experienced the power of what I do.
Excellent.
So that's what it's all about, is literally releasing the layers that are in you so that you feel this feeling of calm come over you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else that I can release from Jennifer today? Yes. Okay. Does Jennifer suffer from bitter roots? No. Is Jennifer's head connected to her heart chakra? No. Is Jennifer's soul in the body at 100%? No. 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 61%, 62%, 63%, 64%, 65%, 66%. No. It's in your body at 65%. Okay, anxious, rejected, hurt, humiliated, mad, hateful, frustrated, despair, depression, loneliness, bored, abandoned, frustrated, hurt, anxious, startled, confused, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic. Okay, is Jennifer's soul in the body at 100%? Yes. Is Jennifer's spirit in the heart at 100%? Yes. Is the door to manifestation open for Jennifer at 100%? No. 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 50%, 51%, 52%, 53%, no, 52%. Mad, threatened, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, interested, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, despair, abandoned, aggressive, hurt, insecure, anxious, hurt, rejected, hurt, insecure, hurt, insecure, hurt, insecure, threatened, anxious, mad, scared, aggressive, frustrated, distant, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, abandoned, isolated, empty, apathetic, inferior, isolated, empty, abandoned, isolated, inferior, isolated, inferior, isolated, inferior, isolated, inferior, abandoned, apathetic, indifferent, inferior, withdrawn, enraged, resentful, devastated, alienated, inferior, worried, frightened, terrified, shocked, dismayed, energetic, liberated, liberated. Okay, is the door to manifestation open for Jennifer at 100%? Yes. Does Jennifer have permission to exist? Yes. And is Jennifer engaged with life? Yes. Those are my special questions, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made these up with a lady who's got like 40 years of spiritual warfare experience, and this is what we came up with as like the silver bullet when I'm doing work on somebody. If I really want to do something that holds the most punch, I ask these questions, right? So instead of spending hours and hours and hours working on somebody and not coming to the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I do work on people, I ask these questions right away to get me ahead further, right? Because like when I worked on myself, when I started this, I started in 2009, and I had other practitioners work on me that were only doing like 20 minutes at a time and asking one question at a time, right? Myself, I developed my own technique where I release multiple trapped emotions, and I ask the questions on this list, right? So, you know, hopefully it takes me ahead with somebody a lot faster, right? So that you can truly feel the benefit out of what I'm doing without me going through you and working on you for months or years to get to the same point.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyhow. Like I said, with me, I started in 2009, it's 2018, and I'm finally getting to the point where I can feel the end is near, where I can feel like there's some resolve there for me as to why I was feeling the way that I'm feeling, to get into the root of it, and to literally getting out of it so that I truly feel happy in life, right?
Because you know the feeling of joy. When you have that feeling of joy, you go, is there anything else? And that's why so many people do drugs. They're just trying, they're chasing that feeling, but you don't need drugs to have that feeling.
No, you don't. You're looking for something that's going to take the pounds off of you, you know? Like, every person with an addiction has a wounded heart, right? You know, and I know that I'm trying to commit, I'm trying to quit smoking, or I'm trying to cut down. Right? So today I did a session on myself going into my addiction for cigarettes. Right? Well, I love to smoke. I'm a smoker. I've been a smoker my whole life. Right? But my health is dictating to me that I need to do something about it. Right? But I want to go through it and not gain any weight in the process. Right? So I'm now going into my addiction and speaking to it and literally releasing trapped emotions towards it, right? To see whether or not I can cut way back in my cigarette smoking, right?
Without replacing it with something else.
Yeah, yeah. Like whenever I feel the urge to have a cigarette, I sit down and release trapped emotions from me and set the timer for an hour. If I still feel like having a cigarette in an hour, then I'll have one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at least I'm not sitting here chain smoking. Right? So, anyhow, it's all a process, you know, like, and like you say, you got this feeling where you just feel flat. Well, that's trapped emotions. Trust me, I've been there, done that. Right? So now,
well, with your permission, Shoshana, if I can send you some healing toward the smoking, if I have your permission, I'd like to do that.
Sure. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I accept. Yeah.
All right. I'll do it later while you're sleeping.
All right. No, that's perfect, actually. So what type of healer are you?
It's a non-hands-on. It's called spiritual healing, so... But I do it at the church, so I'm doing it this Sunday. I go to a spiritualist church, and you don't necessarily have to touch the person, but people like it when you touch them, so because they need that connection. So I'll do that, but you don't have to. Like we did it over the phone; you didn't have to touch me, but you know, it's not touching someone isn't a horrible thing, and it's usually a good way to make them feel loved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you feeling better?
Oh, absolutely. And I feel a little bit of tingling in my brain, too, so that's good.
That's good. Activated something.
It did.
Yeah.
Thank you
yeah.
very much. I really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, my dear. Here, let me tap out of you.
All right.
Is my name Jennifer? Yes. Is my name Shoshana? No. Is my name Jennifer? No. Is my name Shoshana? Yes. Is my name Shoshana? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Thank you. Well,
thanks for calling, Jennifer.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah.
Bye. Okay, Shoshana, we are technically out of time, but you do have another caller, so do you want to try to take this one?
If you want to, Barbara, I can do that.
It's fine with me. Okay.
Might as well take it.
Hi, area code 216. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Shoshana. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Just continue my healing process. Was diagnosed with breast cancer last fall. Had just a lumpectomy, no radiation, none of that. I'm feeling good, but I'm working on other alternatives, using this and others. Of course, getting a new job, which I'm working on. My question is, this past life relationship that I discovered 2 years ago with this man here, and he keeps on telepathically. He's a jazz musician. Long story short, I stopped going to his free things, but I started back because some of the musicians he plays with, I like them as well. But he keeps on. It's basically a distraction. I think he just wants just to get laid or whatever. But I need to, now I work on zipping my energy field up daily, and surrounding myself, protecting myself in a violet light. And, yes, I do work on not ignoring him. So what other things, processes can I do? And does this fucker know that I was diagnosed with breast cancer? And he's still playing these mind games.
Is there a protective field that we can put around Patricia? Yes, okay. Do I have your permission, Patricia, to connect to you?
Yes.
Okay, is my name Patricia? No, is my name Shoshana? Yes, is my name Patricia? Yes, is my name Shoshana? No, is my name Patricia? Yes. Okay, does the gentleman around Patricia who's doing mind games with her, does he know that she has breast cancer? Say no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a protective shield that we can put around Patricia to keep this man's energy to himself? Yes. Okay, can I now put a protective bubble around Patricia coming out 14 feet in every which direction? Gold in color. You're submissive. So what I would do is I would tell the guy to back off. Is he doing this consciously to you?
Oh, I believe he is. In these, and I've discovered through previous other readers, brief readings through Blog Talk that we had these past lives, he is married. Yes, I know, and I wasn't interested in that. He's got a sick wife, and basically I think he's getting his karma because he's got to take care of her now. But obviously he's probably lonely. And I guess maybe there was love maybe in those past lives I don't know about now, because he's been saying this for 2 years. He wants to talk to me. He wants to talk to me. And it's like, and when I've gone to some of these concerts and his wife is at, you know, I'm not going to put myself in that vulnerable position, whether I like his music or not, and the other musicians. But he was supposedly raised Catholic, but of course, he's probably involved with voodoo or black magic and exploits that to his advantage. So I can't really approach him.
Yeah.
I'm giving him every opportunity if he wants to just sit down and talk.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm going through this, I'm moving forward. Now, if he claims he loves me and all this other stuff, then these actions wouldn't be taking place. And I'm tired of being blamed, you know, or I'm doing this or I'm doing no. I haven't done anything with him.
Well, we put a protective coating around you, so now what I want you to do is whenever you feel like you're being attacked by him, hand it up to God. God, please take my world.
Yeah. Yeah, because
that's the best advice I can give you, because you're driving yourself nuts in thinking that this might be when you don't even know whether it is or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not discounting what you're saying. I'm just trying to shed some light on it.
I clearly hear his voice when he's telepathically talking to me, and I'll hear his music. So anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jayon, this happened earlier today, so, you know. Lately when I've been
shields up. Say to yourself, whenever you're telepathically hearing it, shields
right.
up. Shields
okay.
up. Shields up.
Okay.
Shields up. Right? And
all
then
right.
I'll put the shield up that I've just put on you. Now the shield is taking out everything that's negative but putting in everything that's positive. Right?
All right.
Covering and protecting you completely. So whenever you feel that you're being telepathically manipulated by him, shields up, shields up, shields up.
Okay.
Just keep that
All
thought
right.
running through your mind, Patricia.
All right. Okay.
I'm not a psychic, so I don't know, right? It's, you know, I'm just assuming based on what I'm hearing or whatever, you know, like, so.
Yeah. Barbara,
I'm I can release the trapped emotions that you're feeling about it.
Please.
But that's about all I can do for you. And it's saying humiliated, rejected, hurt, submissive, mad, guilty, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, depressed. Distant, guilty, disappointed, threatened, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, excited, perplexed, energetic, liberated. Confident, important, amused, liberated. Okay, can I now place a protective shield around Patricia, covering her totally and completely, blocking out any and all negativity, but allowing in all positivity. So by all means, whenever you feel that you're being psychically attacked, and I know what it feels like to feel that way, because
mm-hmm.
I myself had a situation where I felt like I was being psychically attacked. And that's the advice that the card reader that I spoke to gave me. Shield up, always. Just
shields
keep
up.
Pumping that thought through your mind.
Shields up.
And I'll tell you, within a month of saying it, and I said it like every 15 minutes every day of the week, right? I no longer have to say it now. It's done. I don't feel that I'm being attacked anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I may have to say that every day of living here until I relocate out of state.
Yeah, I'd like every 15 minutes I would run that thought through your mind. Shields up. Just make it a common practice to do so.
Shields up.
When you first get out of bed in the morning, you put your feet on the floor. Shields up. Last thought that you have before you go to bed at night. Shields up.
Shields up.
All right, can I tap out of Patricia? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Patricia? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Patricia? No.
Shields up.
Yeah, and the other one is, God, please take my world.
Yeah, I've been saying that, of course, not every day, but I have been saying that one.
Yeah,
because I've just been so attacked, he teaches at the community college I was going to. I was in another department, and there's just this whole town for me. It's just very toxic, and maybe that's my karma clearing out these relationships, but it seems like that's been my whole life, just having difficult, really. So anyway, shields up. Yeah, and
shields up. And
like another next year from now, I'll be in another state.
Yeah. Another thing I do is when I feel like I'm being attacked by something, I just say the title. I don't say the prayer. I just say the title. Psalm 91. Right? And I'll say that for about a minute. And within a minute or so, I can feel it dissipating. So Psalm 91, read it.
Okay.
Right? Psalm 91 is your best friend, actually. It puts the power of God over you. Barbara, do you got any thoughts on Psalm 91?
No, the only thing that I was getting is that, Patricia, you keep giving him your power. That's how he's able to get in and do the things that he's able to do. It's because you are giving him your power. So
yeah.
It's about letting go of the need to give your power to him or to anybody or any situation that you don't like. Anytime you are focusing on something you don't like, you are actually giving it your power.
Yes.
So
that's
it's a matter
true,
of...
Patricia.
Letting go of the whole need to give him your power and start focusing on how you want your life to be. What's actually important to you, what you want to experience. Make yourself the most important person in your life because you should be.
Right.
And stop
giving him
your power. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but sometimes that's easier said than done. But I know I just have to just dig in and just be that much more determined.
If you want to call in on my show on Friday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time, it's a two-hour show, then I can actually help you to start clearing the connections you have with him and with the whole situation so then you can start moving forward in your own life.
Take her up on it, Patricia. I'll tell you, Barbara is a star at what she does. She knows what she's talking about.
Okay, Friday at 11 a.m.?
Yes.
Central
time.
Okay, I'm in Eastern. I'm in Ohio, so then probably an hour behind you.
It'll be a noon to 2 for you.
The
phone number is the same
there,
as this one.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
The what?
Yeah. The phone number
is the same
as it is
tonight.
Yeah. And it's the same name show, Barbara Grace Reynolds Show?
No, it's actually called Get Answers to Life's Questions.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'd take her up on it, Patricia. She's helped me immensely.
Okay.
So Barbara is very good at what she does. So if she says she can help you, take her up on that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Shoshana. Thank you, Barbara.
You're
welcome.
Not a problem.
Thanks for calling.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, Shoshana, we've come to the end of the show. So
perfect.
Any final words for everyone?
No, just thank you for calling in and have a great week.
Okay. Oh, and tell them they can find you on Saturday at...
Oh, okay. On Saturday, they can reach me at... Just hang on a sec here. Okay, they can reach me on my Facebook page at Healing Hands by Shoshana. And that's capitals on at the beginning of each word, Healing Hands by Shoshana. You can call me at 780-77, what's my phone number? 780-707-1657. Or you can email me at healinghandsbyshoshona@gmail.com. Now, on Saturday, I'm doing a show, and it is at phone number 319-527-6214, and it's a Blog Talk Radio show with Ken Morris. So,
called
once again, 319. Yes. Once again, phone number 319-527-6214. So that's it. That's it, Barbara.
Wonderful. All right.
Perfect.
Well, we will be back with Shoshana next Wednesday and hope everyone has a wonderful week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.